And unpack it simply means let's describe what we did and talk a little bit about it. So I clearly identified the conflict, which was she was conflicted about getting her degree. She's enrolled in the doctoral program at American Pacific University, and she wanted to make sure she completed it. But she'd been sort of stagnated on it. She'd not been moving forward. And so I wanted to make sure that we clearly got the conflict involved, and she felt like she couldn't move forward or backward. So that's good. We asked the first part to come out on her hand, and it actually looked like her grandmother. I think she was quite surprised. I think I saw some surprise on her face when the part turned out to look like her grandmother, and she's just nodding yes now. So it seems as though there was quite a surprise to her, and that's good. So the part looked kind of like her grandmother, and we asked the part to come out and stand on the hand, and which hand would it like to stand on? And we said, does it look like someone you know? And it did, again, indeed, it looked like her grandmother. Then the opposite number was a more confident, looked like her, but more confident, more self-centered, higher purpose, essentially. And this was the other side of the coin, the flip side of the coin, the opposite number. Then we chunked her up, and you may notice I used some additional questions than what were in the paper, like what will that do for you? Let me tell you why I used that question. She said, first of all, the part that looked like her grandmother was nagging, and it was reminding her, and then for the purpose of her not being lazy, and somewhere in there, I felt like she was dissociated from the higher intention. And it says here in step number 5, begin chunking up first with the part that has the unwanted state or behavior. As you do, make sure that the client's intention stays associated. So as I was chunking up, personally, I was kind of feeling like her in her higher intention was going dissociated, or actually, I don't ever felt like it associated too much. So I wanted her to be more into some kinesthetics for the higher purpose. So one step ahead was the first level after I asked her, well, what'll that do for you? And breaking out of the mold is a little more dissociated, but she ended up being happier with herself and joy and peace, and then an ecstatic sort of peaceful joyfulness. And so we did, make it to the point where she was actually then associated as we got up to that higher level of chunk. I was quite surprised when she got up to joy and peace that the hands didn't quite start moving together then. So I thought, this is a pretty high level of chunk. We've gotten to at least two positives. We've gotten, it seems to me, because where she slowed down, if you go back and listen to the tape, you'll notice she really slowed down down around breaking out of the mold and accomplishing my full potential. And that's where it slowed down. So I kind of felt like she was at the boundaries, and I think I even pointed that out to you at that point. Then the second, we went to work with the second part, and the second part actually came right in at acquire my full potential, although it chunked down slightly. It came right in at full potential, and then she said happier with myself, and then it ended up once again at joy and peace. So both parts ended up being at the same highest intent. By the way, just for your information, it isn't possible for two parts. Think about this for a moment, because one of the other questions, this is so funny. I would have hated to have myself as a student of myself, or not really, but I think sometimes my trainer didn't really appreciate the questions I asked. So I said to him at one point, well, what happens if the two parts don't end up with the same highest intention? And he didn't really want to discuss that. So, but think about it for a moment. If you look at the hierarchy of ideas and you go through the hierarchy of ideas, if you ask the question for what purpose enough times, you're absolutely going to end up in an associated place at existence somehow, eventually, because linguistically you've got to end up there. So both parts are absolutely going to end up at the same place as long as you're careful about getting that first part up outside its boundaries. And again, you can tell that you're going up outside the boundaries because the client will pause, they'll hesitate, and the next highest level will sort of seem either undoable to them or they have to think about it a lot. And that will tell you that they're beginning to move up to the next highest level. So that was a parts integration. And I think it was pretty much textbook and pretty much by the book. When you see Lori, you can ask her how she's doing on her doctorate, and I think it'll provide her with some additional incentive to keep moving forward and have fun with parts integration. It's really a marvelous process. It really does help integrate. It really does help get rid of incongruency at the unconscious level, and it also integrates and gets rid of conflicts, parts conflicts and other conflicts at the unconscious level. It's really good for integrating values conflicts and beliefs conflicts, any number of different conflicts at the unconscious level, which are, shall we say, that aren't resolved, are very easy to resolve using the process of parts integration. Okay, enough said about parts integration, and I think we can sort of complete that section. And let's talk about the dissociative technique, which is on page 74.